Achieving a gorgeous grin from home isn't a total mystery with BiteClear aligners. Just don't be surprised if all of your sleuthing friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. BiteClear aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Delve into the shadows of the mind with Sleeping Dogs, a gripping murder mystery starring Academy Award winner Russell Crowe. Now available on digital. Crowe portrays an ex-homicide detective unraveling a brutal murder he can't recall. Uncovering secrets from his past, he learns a chilling truth. It's best to let sleeping dogs lie. Visit sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery to watch Sleeping Dogs, now on digital. That's sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery.
Tis the season to shine with H&M. Discover the holiday collection and find fashionable pieces for your wardrobe or for under the tree. Get inspired and dazzle with this year's glam. From tuxedo styles, bow detailed pieces, impressive prints, and more. From unforgettable looks to unforgettable gifts. With fashion finds to home decor, find it all at H&M. Treat your loved ones and yourself this season. Shop in-store or at hm.com.
A Big Spark Studios original.
I really think we're going to die. I'm going to die in this room. I used to think I'd die in my car. Nope. It's been promoted to this room. Hey, everybody. Welcome back to the Unhinged with Chris Clemens podcast, the podcast that will really make you think to yourself, did we really need to give another white guy screaming into a microphone a podcast? Anyways, make sure you subscribe to this podcast, Unhinged with Chris Clemens, anywhere you listen to your podcasts. And for the video portion, you go to my YouTube channel, youtube.com/Chris, and share it with your friends, share it with your priest. If your priest is making moves on you, definitely report that, because ew. Let's bring it on a lighter note. In every episode, I like to shout out different organizations or causes or small businesses, etc. I do this on my YouTube channel. And at one point, I was having people email my email address to submit things that they feel strongly about, maybe locally or that I wouldn't otherwise know about. And this one came from one of you guys, and it reads, "My name's Selena. I don't know if you're still doing the GoFundMe shout outs." Hey, girl, I am, on my podcast especially. But the restaurant I work at in Pueblo, Colorado, called 1129 Spirits and Eatery, is in need of help. The building that our restaurant is in has other businesses in it, like a fitness studio and a lawyer's office. Someone committed arson to the office in the building, and our part of the building has been ruined. We're working really hard to soak up the water, but we won't be able to for a little while, and all the employees are now out of work. It's a family-owned and ran business. This family is amazing, and I really love working with them with my whole heart. Right now, anything can help. So I'm going to leave that GoFundMe. If you have any extra change or money, I really highly recommend. It's incredible to see what we all can do when we come together and do stuff like this. So the link for that GoFundMe will be, once again, in the description of this episode. So if you want to donate, you can find the link there. Thank you, Selena, for... sorry, I'm looking at the wrong fucking camera. It's almost as if... I'm new to this. But thank you, Selena, for submitting that. On a less serious note, it's time for the hot box. Honestly, we don't need a sound effect. I'm psychotic enough where I can just do one for it. Anyways, if you are new here, hot take to jump into episode 3. But the hot box is where you guys can call in to 310-844-6459. And you can ask for advice. You can ask me questions. You can tell me stories. And I just wanted to incorporate you guys because I'm not I am unhinged, but with you guys, it's like extra unhinged. So DJ, run it back, Turbo. What's the first one? I don't know
hey,
what these
Chris,
are.
Oh. I live in a state where smoking marijuana is illegal.
Brutal.
And it makes my daily marijuana smoking
stressful.
A little complicated. It's a little hard for me to navigate my personal life, with my professional life, just due to the fact that it is illegal. If I get drug tested, I'm basically fucked. So what's your advice on navigating smoking marijuana where it's illegal? Maybe this is a question you can't answer. It is.
This is one I can answer.
I'd love to hear y'all's thoughts or opinions on this. I like how I said y'all as if you're two people.
I get it. Trust.
All right. Bye.
Oh, okay. Bye. Yeah, I am quite an expert when it comes to smoking weed in a place. Should I never? Yeah. Anyways, Chris, stop that sentence. I lived in New York before. I don't think weed was legal. Once again, I don't know why I'm admitting this while multiple cameras are pointing at me, but here we are. Yeah, I smoked weed. The first thing of advice, I would quit any job that drug tests you. Sorry. That doesn't seem like that's going to pan out in the long run. Oh, I thought you were signaling, like, don't say that, Chris. Yeah, I don't know. You're talking to somebody who, like, literally smokes joints for work. So, yeah, I don't know. Just, like, say, yeah, I never did a job where I had to get drug tested for obvious reasons. Yeah, I honestly don't have an answer. I'm like, what the fuck do you do in the grunt? Like, yeah, move. Like, that's what I'm like. Move, find a new job. Move. Yeah.
Work for a weed company.
Work for a weed company, period. Oh, my God. I see you. All right, what's the next voicemail? Are they all questions?
Hi, Chris. This is kind of an embarrassing moment and a question in one.
Love.
I was wondering what the most embarrassing thing you've done in front of a celebrity or public figure is that you haven't shared on your channel. I have been laughed at and dissed by Jack Harlow on my music tape, and I had to tell Barack Obama that I didn't know where I was going to college yet. So I was wondering if you have an equivalent story that you haven't shared on your YouTube channel. Love you.
If there's ones that I haven't shared on my YouTube channel, if you don't know, I've literally hugged and picked up Emma Watson while hugging her. That's like a common story. Hilary Duff has kissed me on the cheek. That's another one that's out there on my YouTube channel. One that I haven't shared? Fuck. I mean, like, there's God. Oh, this one. I am gonna regret sharing this because I privated the video I talked about this in. But, oh my God, this is so embarrassing. Okay, so I was a huge Miley Cyrus fan. I mean, like, I don't know why I said was. But when I lived in New York, one of my friends who I met at my program in the photography department of NYU dropped out and became a paparazzi. And so he was like, oh, I know you love Miley. She's staying at this hotel. And I was like, oh my God, like, I'm going to meet Miley Cyrus. And I did, but it was like totally from waiting outside her hotel. And I asked her for a selfie like 3 days after a coyote ate her dog. So she was like, mega depressed. Yeah, it's like being on this side of everything now, I'm like, that I would be so pissed off if someone did that to me. Like, I would be so pissed off. But yes, I waited outside a hotel for Miley Cyrus after her dog recently died.
Did you get it?
Oh, I met her. Yeah, I have paparazzi shots. I have like selfie. Oh my God, the selfies are mortifying. Oh my God, I have to like private them on my Instagram. I'm pretty sure they're on there. Ah! Oh my God. Okay, next call, please.
Hey, Chris. My name is Shelby.
Hey, Shelby.
I have two kids. I have a
okay. I thought I heard a baby
daughter and a 6-month-old son. I just want to say I love your work.
Thank
and
you.
Every time I watch one of your videos, my daughter basically sings, "Come buy my merch." You know, buy it all. And
yes, starting
say,
them bitches
you know,
young.
Come on.
I say about a 3-year-old.
Yeah, she sings that as well. So my question is to you, how do you deal with stress, basically like a crippling depression?
Marijuana.
You know, pot doesn't work. You know, gummies don't work. All that necessary stuff that you try to do to help fix that doesn't work. And I just want to know, what do you do when all else fails?
Okay.
All right. Thank you. I hope you have a wonderful day and or night.
Thanks, right, Shelby. I'm not recording this at night. Don't worry. My advice for stress, not including marijuana. I like love a good bath, some hot water, put on a show, or I've been really into the sound bath playlist on Apple Music, which literally just plays nature. Like, I could literally open the window above my bathtub and listen to what I'm listening to, but I'd rather go to Apple Music. I like going for walks, except for when it's hot, which in that case, I fucking hate going for walks. I just bought a motorbike. I'm pretty excited for that. So I think that's going to be not like a motorcycle, but like a pedal bike that has a motor. But I think it varies for each person. I definitely would. I'm sure you love your kids. I would definitely get them out of the picture for your like hour of self-care. Yeah, I just am like marijuana. I know that sounds like straight up dependency, and maybe it is. Bill Nye, if you're listening, which you're fucking not, let me know. But yeah, I don't like. I was gonna say sleep. Get a dog. Except you have two kids, so that's like a dog. Yeah. Wow. Don't you fucking regret calling into this podcast? You got no answers here. Right? I mean, I'm like, I don't know what to do with your drug test job. I don't know what to do with having two kids. I would never have had two kids. Well, I'm sure it works for you. Yeah.
I'll give you an easy one next.
Oh, there's an easy one?
Hi, Chris. My name is Kennedy, and I'm from Austin, Texas.
Hey, Kennedy from Austin.
I want to start off by saying thank you for continuing to make content during the last year.
You are
really
welcome. A soldier.
I love you, but my question is, whenever you start going to bars again, what is your go-to mixed drink of choice?
Ooh.
Thanks.
That's a good one. I've been going to dinners recently, which has been very nice. And I feel like a lot of times I'm such like a little bitch where I'm like, vodka soda with lemon squeeze, please. Because I'm like, okay, if I'm going to consume calories, it's going to be french fries and like pizza and pasta. It's not going to be what I'm drinking. But I love a spicy margarita. I'm really back on a tequila grind, which is good for literally no one, including my bowels and or toilet. But I like tequila shots. I don't know what the fuck is wrong with me, but it's like all I'm into. No, it's not all I'm into. Yeah, I like a spicy margarita kind of vibe. Frozen margaritas. God, I'm such a basic bitch. What do you like? I don't even remember what there is to order. Like, oh, an espresso martini I'd be like into. Although I do. Yeah, we all know what happened. Yeah, so one of the ones I just said, which I already forgot. So is that it? Oh, there's one more. Let's fucking do it. I don't know why you're whispering. Like,
hi, Chris. My name is Emma, and I need some
Did Emma forget her name?
I am 22, going on 23, and I
go off.
Have a really great job, and I'm kind of doing my dream job already.
Are you just bragging?
Which I'm very blessed.
She's like, I'm younger than you. I've got my dream job.
I took it upon myself to give my boyfriend my blessing to work at the business that I work for.
Okay.
My boss is my best friend in and out of work. Her and I.
This is like
so
a Wattpad already.
We work as equals. It's really great. Him and her are now having huge issues, and I'm starting to be brought into the middle of it.
Oh,
what
no way.
The fuck do I do?
Oh, you tell these fucking adults.
Okay, thanks.
You're welcome.
Bye, I guess.
Oh, bye. Yes. You tell these fucking adults to start acting like adults. I'm not going to lie to get lost in like the family tree of this all. But like, be like, bitch, I'm not your babysitter, unless you are, which I guess you signed up to be in the middle. But I honestly didn't really remember the whole situation. It just sounded really complicated, and my brain was like, yeah, nope. If you're getting in the middle of things that you don't need to be in the middle of, just like say that you don't need to be here unless they're paying you or fucking you or feeding you. That's the only three reasons that you should be in the middle of something. And that's on period. And I feel like that's a beautiful, poetic way to end the hot box. But guys, I don't even know what to attack first. I have a lot that I want to rant about today. Oh, shit. I forgot that we have the timer. Fuck. Oh, my God. I really have to prioritize now. All right. So in every episode, I have a rant section that I have exactly 4 minutes and 20 seconds. to rant for. And then everyone's like, Chris, we've heard enough. We don't shut the hell up. So are we starting it? Okay. Oh, fuck. What am I going to? Two, one. Okay. So I have written down that I ate a croissant before this and I feel ill. Oh, dear. I'm so sorry to the listeners. That was 3 seconds? What? You're killing my time. Turn his mic off. Take a shot every time I fucking tell my manager to turn off his mic. Oh my God, you completely derailed me. I'm going to murder you. Can we redo this segment? All right, we can cut like as if this is starting now.
Yes, for sure.
Jake, I'm going to beat you.
I'm going to keep it now.
Okay. No. Oh, we're going to start the timer over. Okay. All right. In 3, 2, 1, the rant is starting. Okay. I want to like positively rant about Nicki Minaj putting out her fucking mixtape, but like truly I can't have, I did it. Yeah. Whew, so many feelings. What I do want to rant about is pooping. I am tired of it. Quite frankly, I've 27 and a half years of pushing shit out of my asshole that I didn't, first of all, ask to be like a person. I would have loved to have been like a phone book. What a great life you live there. You just like sit and no one ever bothers you. The fuck? Instead, I'm a person who has to take 4 to 6 shits a day. Yeah, I poop like 4 to 6 times a day. And it is just excruciating. I don't want to sit on a toilet. My legs go numb. It's just, ugh. And then sometimes, not to mention just how painful your asshole feels sometimes, but also, ugh, the dip, like, okay, this is going to get graphic. If you don't want to listen to this, just hit like the skip 15 seconds or whatever. The consistency difference that can happen in a day is utterly insane. I could push out the most solid thing. And then my next one, it'll be like the Rain On Me music video with Ariana Grande and Lady Gaga. It is foul how it happens. And like that. Oh my God. But also, okay, I could actually switch this rant because I do realize that 4 minutes and 20 seconds of talking about my bowel movements is beyond unhinged. It's just like gross. I'm going to talk about pieces of shit. James Charles put a video on his Twitter, 7.5 minutes, that was just to make people feel bad for him because a former employee is suing him. He's like, I know that there's other situations going. I'm like, bitch, you mean sexting underage kids? Is that what you mean by situations? Oh my God, insane. He made it. It's just going to be really expensive and it's really this. Great. You've conned people out of so much money. How much time do I have? Oh, 2 minutes. Oh my God, I still have this much time. I feel like I have time to go take a shit. Honestly, though, I really have to. I had pizza for lunch and oh God, that's another thing with dairy intolerance. Oh my God, there's times where I like feel gas and I'm like, oh, it's a fart. It's just a full on, like, oh my fucking God. Was that recorded? Could everyone hear that? Oh my God. Okay, so not, wow, we all just shit our pants together. That was honestly the most amazing. Like, I truly was just talking about, like, trusting the fart, but it's, like, just like a rainstorm. And that almost just happened on this white couch. Oh my God, I'm like sweating. Yeah, we're gonna wrap this rant before 420. My prize will be celebrating 420. How about that? Yeah, I'm ending the rant section here. I don't think that this should continue on any longer.
This episode is brought to you by Shopify. Selling a little or a lot? Do your thing however you cha-ching with Shopify, the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 36% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. Get a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/offer23.
But a common place for people to rant is Yelp. And now that we are going out to restaurants more and more, I am on Yelp a lot more. I honestly forgot it fucking existed. I didn't really use it before this. But now I'm like, I don't remember a single thing about life before. And so I thought it would be fun to do a game of like Yelp reviews. And I have to guess what it's for. Yeah, this could be a total flop. I'm fully aware of that. But are we going to give it a try? Of course we are, because this is Unhinged with Chris Clemens. So I have a bunch of Yelp reviews that I will read off. But before I read them, I am going to be given two options of where these could apply to. And I have to guess which one it's for. So, with that being said, are we ready?
Yeah.
I love that every time it's a new person on the microphone and people are like, how many people are in this fucking room? Oh my God, you guys should have seen how much furniture was in this fucking room. Oh my God, it was like Big Fat Liar when Amanda Bynes and Frankie Muniz like are in that prop. Anyway, Chris, this is a tangent no one asked for. Okay, what's the first one? What's the first possibility?
Okay, the first possibility, this review is either for Motel 6 or the Hollywood Roosevelt.
Ooh, the Hollywood Roosevelt. Is that like a swanky hotel?
I don't know if I'm supposed to give you any
hints. It's a really
hints.
Amazing old Hollywood
hotel.
Well,
I'm giving it for people like, I live in LA and I don't even know what the Hollywood Roosevelt is.
They have a really good spicy
margarita?
Yeah, yes.
Ooh, well, let's, guys, should we go after?
I'm down.
Okay, wait, really? I'm down. Okay, yeah. Cool. We just end the podcast now and we go get fucked up. Honestly, I mean, we get fucked up in podcast episodes. Let's just bring the mic on the road. Anyways, Chris, ADHD. Yeah, we're going to have to get Adderall as a part of my writer for sure. All right, this review has one star and it says, I've never stayed here, but this is in my neighborhood. A friend of mine died in one of the rooms here in May. What the fuck? I'm not laughing because someone... Anyway... If you're going to make the effort to stay somewhere in Hollywood/Los Angeles, try to pick a place that at least doesn't feel like somebody died in your room. This is also a pretty big drug neighborhood. Hence, all of the street barricades making it impossible to drive straight down Yucca, which is a street. Shell out some extra bucks for a real hotel or look on Airbnb.com. Was this written by Airbnb? Like, oh my God, there's like a full link that people can click. I'm going to guess that this is the Hollywood Roosevelt because of Yucca Street. Am I right?
Okay, we're going to reveal it. The answer is Motel 6.
Oh my God, it's that was like, fuck! I was going to guess Motel 6, but I was like, no, Chris, it's probably not. That's just to like make you look bad. Whatever. This is not going to be like the beer taste test. This is just going to be like a zero for however many of these there are. All right, what's the next one, my choices?
All right, the next one, the choices are Pinche Poke or Whole Foods Market.
Pinche Poke?
I hope I said that
what
right.
What is that?
It's a sushi restaurant.
Oh, okay, got it. I was like, this sushi will make your pussy throw. I don't know who left this. Do they have names? I want to literally befriend this person. In all caps, the first sentence is... This sushi will make your pussy throb. Okay, this is hands down the best sushi in the city. And it's not even a for the price, it's the best. It's the best. Everything slaps. This place does not miss. And here are some reasons why. A 1 through 8 list. This is like the most comprehensive review I've ever seen. Perfectly seasoned and warm sushi rice. Slices of fish thicker than your 8th grade English teacher. $5 hamachi, literally unheard of. It is unheard of. I've never even heard of that. Everything neatly packaged in durable containers, complete with a little sanitation seal. 5, lemon halves come with their own cheesecloth cover to keep seeds out this some 5-star shit right here. 6, California roll with real blue crab. Say less. I love this person. Hand rolls shaped like musubis for maximum fish to rice ratio. 8, sweetest owners. Ordered all the time last year and took a month off to save money. Made my first order today and found a little note in my order that said, hi, Lucy, we miss ya. I don't know if it's because I'm lonely AF or if the COVID depression, but I done near teared up. That's true love right there. I didn't realize how poor my reading was until I had to read a paragraph review. I hope this place never closes. Okay, I got the gist. Oh my God, Lucy, I'm obsessed with you. If you're out there and you left this review and you're a fan of mine, I would literally want to get lunch with you. I'm going to say that this... Oh my God, is this going to be Whole Foods? I'm going to say Pinche's Poke, but if it's Whole Foods, I'm going to scream. Oh my God. Okay. Thank God. Guys, that is a full 5-star review. I need to go there. I'm going to save this one for later. All right. Next up, this one has a name and a face. I'm obsessed. What are the options for this one?
Okay. The next one is either Perch, which is a French restaurant, okay, or the Church of Scientology of Los Angeles.
Okay. Lots of diversity here. Says, fuck this bullshit about no shorts after 5 on a Sunday afternoon. I want this to be the Church of Scientology, but I have a feeling that this is a stupid French restaurant in LA. What is it? If this isn't Scientology, I'm going to be so pissed. Like, hello?
Yeah, it's Perch. Sorry. Oh,
I was like, I mean, Jesus, guys, what? Talk about a fucking cliffhanger. Ugh, guys, can you imagine how good this would be if this was a fucking review for the Church of Scientology? Like, are you kidding? Fuck this bullshit about no shorts after 5 on a Sunday. So I got that one wrong, right? I wanted it to be Church of Scientology so bad.
But you got it right. You said Perch, right?
I don't know what I said. I said a lot of shit in my day. And by in my day, I just mean today. All right, this next one, who's it? What are my choices?
The next one is Chuck E. Cheese or El Pollo Loco.
Okay. This is a 2-star review. Not good. They didn't even give you cheese. I asked for extra cheese because I know they are stingy with it. Of course, that didn't happen. I feel like I'm back in school taking one of those like multiple choice tests and you're like, oh, it's this one. And then you're like, oh, or is it that one? And they put this one to throw me off. I'm gonna say, oh my God, what the fuck am I gonna say? I'm gonna say El Pollo Loco because I think you guys said Chuck E. Cheese to throw me the fuck off.
You got it.
Oh my God. Okay, here we go. See, I've taken enough tests. Too many. All right, what's this next one? It's a 5-star review.
Okay.
This is exciting. I like that you guys included 5 stars. I thought they were just going to be only like one.
Gotta get some good ones in there. Okay, this one is either for Lush Cosmetics or Sweet Flower Cannabis Dispensary.
Oh my God, I love Sweet Flower. I literally buy all my drugs there. I mean, my like marijuana. I don't do other. Anyway, what an awesome experience. Janessa was the specialist that helped me. We have the same birthday, so I knew it was meant to be. Okay, I can already say this is a dispensary because this bitch is on weed. Is it? Is it Sweet Flower? I don't even remember what the other option was.
Yes, you're right, it's Sweet
Flower. It's Sweet Flower? I fucking knew it. What does the rest say? Ha ha. It's the next sentence. From the time I got to the door, the hospitality was out of this world. The staff was incredible. Best soak I've had. Oh, the bath bomb. Oh, wow. If I kept reading, I would have been like Lush Cosmetics, but I fucking knew with the astrology shit that was, I thought was about to happen in that paragraph, it was Sweet Flower, but turns out my big genius brain already figured that out. All right, what's this next one? Oh, it's a 3-star.
Okay, 3-star. This next one is for Olive Garden or Nobu Malibu.
Oh my God. Okay, this person's from New York. This is interesting. Food was great. Service was mediocre at best. Our server did the bare minimum and wasn't particularly friendly, which lessened the overall experience. I could see this being a Nobu Malibu vibe. But also, I feel like the waiters at Nobu Malibu, like, literally give you a happy ending. They just, like... I'm going to say Olive Garden, and it's probably the Times Square location.
It is... Nobu.
Oh my God, it's Nobu. I'm going to have to take this up with them. I'm going to be like, Nobu, you got to go, boo. Anyway, oh, 1 minute closer to death. What's this next one between?
Okay, this next one is either Barnes & Noble or Hooters.
Okay, hot take. 3-star review from Edwin S. in Los Angeles. Great location. But most of the younger staff are wonderful. But I did have a spotty interaction with an older woman who was unhelpful and came off as very cold. If my memory serves correct, ugh, gross. I already hate this person. Her name was Jenna or Jenny. You're going to put Jenna or Jenny on fucking blast? That's Jenna's side. Jesus. She told me to direct my questions to someone at the register because she was preoccupied and walked away with an ill-mannered scowl. Who is this fucking, like, Edgar Allan Poe motherfucker? I've never been dismissed so quickly in my experience here, and the memory leaves a sour imprint on the establishment as a whole. If it's not Hooters, I'm going to be so pissed. But because he said register, I'm thinking it's Barnes & Noble because they have book registers. But I want this to be Hooters just so I think that this guy, like, thinks of it as, like, Mecca.
Is that the answer?
Barnes & Noble. No, I'm going to say Hooters. Fuck it. Okay. I'm saying Hooters. I'm switching.
It is. Barnes & Noble.
No! This is literally why I failed so many classes in high school. I, like, literally am so pissed off. Barnes & Noble? Oh, my God. First of all, Edwin S., get a life. Fuck getting a book. Jesus. All right, this is the last Yelp review, and it is from a Cat B. in Los Angeles. What's this between? What are the options?
This is either Supercuts or Petco.
Supercut? Is that like a haircut place?
Yes.
Okay. Oh, it's a one star. I hope it's Supercuts. I had a bad experience with Talar, the manager salon artist. She ignored my four boys when asked if they were opening soon, if the store was open, but she shut the sliding door in front of them. Security was a witness and agreed she was rude. When confronted, Tarla continued to argue disagreeing. I have submitted a detailed complaint to corporate. Okay, Karen. This has to be Supercuts. But the sliding door makes me think Petco. Because, like, would Supercuts have a sliding door? Fuck. My four boys. Oh, my God. Are the four boys dogs? Oh, my God. If the four boys. See, I need follow-up answers. Let me see what this... Oh, my God. I'm looking at the thing. What a Karen. Okay, I'm going to say Petco.
The answer is Petco.
Yes. God. Got it. I bet you her four boys are fucking dogs. Or worse, cats. I fucking bet you. Can you imagine? It's like a hamster. It's like, the security agreed that the person was rude to my four hamsters. Anyways, if you enjoyed this little segment, let me know. But I don't know how I feel about it. I don't really know how I feel about many things at this point in life. But yeah. Oh my God, we have secrets. I'm not only done. Oh my God. I have so much more to read. Fuck. All right. As you guys know, we have a portion here where you can go to the description of each episode and submit your own secrets of things that you have done and never shared with anyone. But don't share anything you don't want on the internet, because I've got an envelope of them, and I'm going to read them. These usually are insane, so, oh, God. I also need to, like, practice reading, because, like, these just get longer and longer. I'm like, guys, read the fucking room. Know the host. All right, the first secret comes from an anonymous, because this is all anonymous. I was having a fling with this guy. Wait, what? I was having a fling with this guy, A. Is the person's name A? What the fuck? See, I don't know if I actually am bad at reading or if some of y'all are fucking bad at writing. Anyways, I'm done roasting you guys. I was having a fling with this guy, A, and one day I asked him if he wanted to meet, and he said he's busy and all, but I checked on Grindr and he was online. So I created a fake Grindr account and talked to A, and basically we agreed to meet. Drama. While doing so, I walked for more than 30 minutes from my flat to find this some random house, and I sent him my location on Grindr to him to make it seem like I was real. Well, aren't you real? Who's writing this? iRobot? He messaged saying he's on the taxi going to the address, and 10 minutes later he said he's in front of the door, and I just blocked him. LOL. I'm happy knowing that he spent his money for nothing because he asked me for money a couple times. That is savage. I know I fucked up probably the entire setup of this story based off of my, once again, inability to read at the age of 27 and a half. But that's honestly a level of savagery that you are using for good. Although, also, maybe he just wasn't into you, and that's okay, and you need to accept that. I don't know where I stand, but thanks for your secret. I would have put this bitch's name in here. I mean, what are we doing? Put this person on blast. Ugh, a short secret, thank God. One of my biggest secrets that no one knows is, guys, we have a fucking exclusive. I gave one of my managers head in store manager's office while the store was still open and found out he's married but still continued to have sex with him. Please stop fucking a married man. That... I just have nothing to say. You guys, I'm like afraid to have sex in like a bed. You guys are like straight up giving fellatio on the clock. Like, huh? Like the stories, I'm like, logistically, how does this even happen? Like, I just want to know. I just want to, honestly, I just want to like be you guys. You guys all sound so fun and like well satisfied, that for sure. All of you seem so satisfied sexually. Anyways, the next secret is in middle school, about a decade now, I put rubbing alcohol in my, at the time, LOL, best friend's mascara because we were fighting? Sorry. We made up after that, and when we went to Ulta together, I asked her if she had ever tried that mascara brand, and she told me she did, and she thinks she was allergic because it burnt her eyes. Oop. Guys, what is wrong with you? Like, what the fuck is... I guess, what is this? 10 years ago? Middle school? Yeah, I guess that's like a middle school shit. You don't, like, think about the consequences. You're just like, I will bring this motherfucker down. That's... Did you ever tell that person? I guess not, because you're telling me on a podcast, but that feels wrong. I say about someone pouring like acid in someone's eye makeup. I am the top runner on my high school cross country team, going to a D1 school for running. I don't know why you need to include that. I get it. You're good. And during the biggest meet of the year, where how I did determined if we go to state or not. Yeah, I'm coming to the conclusion that it's not me. It's you guys. I pulled over and pretended to throw up, but I was really just tired and wanted to stop. To this whole day, my team still thinks about how bad they feel for me that I threw up. I don't feel bad for you. You spent this entire secret bragging about yourself. Get over it. I shit you not, I lost my virginity on April Fool's Day to an emo albino in a hoarder's living room that was full of trash. He wasn't even that good. Yeah, I would have kept that one just to myself. Till the grave. Like this whole thing, I'm like breaking down the sentence like I'm in sixth grade grammar class. I lost my virginity on April Fool's Day. Wild. To an emo albino, those three words, in a hoarder's living room full of trash. Make this a biopic, please. All right, is this the last one? Thank God. God, every time I'm like, ooh, secrets. I can't wait to see what these are about. And then by the end, I'm just fucking exhausted. And I'm like, I feel like the most put together person here. And that's when you know shit's bad. All right, are we all ready for the final secret? I had my first experience with a woman when I was 18. She was older and we met at a mutual friend's party. A few days after sleeping together, I met a man who I clicked with and started dating instantly. His mom came to pick him up that week, and it was the woman I had slept with just the week before. Aka awkward. We never told him. That's so nice of you guys. That... Like, what the fuck? Like, I might have to come up with a new segment because I just am speechless after reading these. Like, that has to be fake. Anyone? Like, the second this person said his mom came to pick him up after that, I was like, this is not gonna. And then it fucking did. So what, this mom has like a blood pact with someone her son's age about fucking? Who, so does the mom know? Like, I don't know why I'm asking people expecting answers, but I want answers. Like, we need to figure out a way to get follow-up questions to this. Like, I want these bitches on the line. like on standby because this is crazy. This is crazy. This is unhinged. You can have my podcast. Like, the more I read these, I'm like, why do I have a podcast called Unhinged? I'm quite hinged. Call me a fucking door. Oh, God. Anyways, thank you guys for listening to another, I mean, unhinged episode of Unhinged with Chris Klein. I mean, take a hit every time you hear the word unhinged or experience something unhinged because you'll just be dead, which is what I could only hope for at this point. Make sure you rate and leave a review on Apple Podcasts for Unhinged with Chris Clemens, and make sure to subscribe to Unhinged with Chris Clemens wherever you listen to podcasts. And if you want to watch it, because why wouldn't you want to just get the full experience, you can go to my YouTube channel at youtube.com/Chris. I'm going to go douche my butthole with holy water now. I need it. Amen, and have a great time. Jesus. Unhinged with Chris Clemens is a Big Spark Studio production, and I want to thank a few people. First off, I want to thank our amazing executive producer, Chris Clemens. Ugh, love you, bitch. No, but for real, this episode was produced by Samantha Land, Jake Wachtel, and me, Chris Clemens. Justin Bretter is our amazing videographer and editor for Unhinged with Chris Clemens, which you can watch on youtube.com/Chris. Cover art was created by Haroon Adalat, and cover art was animated by Katia Temkin. I love you, Katia. An extra special thanks to my team members, Jake Wachtel and Elliot Desai. Once again, love you, bitches. And a special thanks to Brian Cho and Todd Quinn. Our original theme song created by Josh Siegel and Dog Organ of Floor Model. Is that a sentence? Okay. Anyway, we're going to pretend that that happened and was functional. Thanks for the awesome music I literally had bang in my office. Yeah, this is Unhinged with Chris Clemens.